Welcome, everyone. This is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com, and this is our first podcast in the 2016 AVN Awards series. We've been doing this podcast at this time of year, I think, for about 4 or 5 years. I don't know. It's been a while. Started this a couple years back. For those of you who are new, as I said, I'm Roger Pipe of RogReviews.com, an adult film website, toy review news site. It's been around since around the late 90s, so we're coming up on 20 years. Those of you who don't know what the AVN Awards are probably aren't listening to this, but just in case, AVN is the adult film world's one of the two leading publications. The awards are still considered the Academy Awards of porn, and I am lucky enough to vote in the awards. So a couple years back, I started this series of podcasts, and it's just kind of grown. People seem to like it. So basically what I do is I break down all of the nominees, and there are a lot of them, and we go over the list. We will discuss what process we use. We'll discuss the nominees, some interesting things about each one, hopefully interesting anyway, and you guys interact. It's one of the things that I really like about this series of podcasts. Interacting is very easy. You can email me at Rog@RogReviews.com. You can also use the feedback button that will be at the bottom of this post if you're looking at it on my site. You can find me on Twitter. We'll give that information out all over the place. Lots of ways to interact. If we're going over something and you have a comment, you agree with what I say or you don't, you have a question, just shoot it over. You don't have to forgive me. I am very under the weather. I have a cold. Also coached my first two basketball games last night, so my voice is less than optimal, but it's time to get these things started. I hope you will bear with me. Now, if I sound a little faster this year, I will tell you it's because it is all Will Ryder's fault. Okay? Will last year at Vegas did the most painfully spot-on imitation of my voice during the podcast. My very slow and very deliberate and rather sleepy sometimes podcast voice that we're not using anymore. Okay? I talk fast. Hopefully these aren't too fast. Will was just right on with it. Fantastic. Thank you, Will. Hopefully, I will move a little faster this time. I will also go over a lot of the same things for new people because this is going to be a series. There's probably going to be 10 to 15 of these. We'll try and keep it in the 10 to 15 minute range so you guys can just sort of tune in, listen to a few nominees, and go. Again, quick overview how this works. The staff of AVN magazine and website go through thousands of scenes, movies, performers a year, and they put together this list of nominees, which is extensive in an amazing number of categories. This year they've got well over 100 to go over. We will go over most of them in these podcasts. A little overview on the voting. Once the nomination list is out, and you can visit it, by the way, AVN Awards .avn.com, and just click on nominees. You can follow us along. We'll go in order of that so you can kind of pick it up easily. The nominee list is there, and then voters like myself, I was asked, I think about 8 years ago, to participate in this, something that I am very honored to do after years of just doing independent reviews on my website, RogReviews.com. Yes, we're going to plug that a million times. And I was asked to vote, so it was very cool. It's obviously a great honor. The way this works, just for those of you who don't know, it's a weighted ballot. So if there's 10 performers on a list, first place, second, 1 through 10, you got to fill out. It matters in close voting, obviously, but it also takes a lot more time to go over each one and slot. It's sometimes very easy to pick your favorite, the best. It's not always easy to differentiate between 6 and 7. We will go over the nominations. I will not, in most cases, reveal who I'm voting for. I've talked to the staff at AVN. They're fine with these podcasts. They kind of like them. Hopefully they'll give some feedback, but I understand they have to be a little careful. I will give you some thoughts overall about categories, maybe some thoughts about a certain project or performer. And you guys can sort of guess on your own sometimes who I'm leaning towards. The ballots are not actually available yet, so I'm going based on the list of nominees, and that's basically it. We'll go over some more stuff as we go. I think that's kind of it. Before I start, though, obviously right now, I'm doing this, and I've done other podcasts on issues, and there are a lot of things going on in our industry. Obviously, right now, most of you, if you're listening to this, have heard a little or read a lot about the James Dean situation. That's not what this series of podcasts is about. We may tackle some of those issues at other times. Mass shootings, obviously, are also going on. Everybody's talking about that. I'm not ignoring those, despite when I'm doing this. By the way, Sunday morning, missing football just to deliver this quality podcast to you. So there you go. But I just think it's another time. And James's name is going to come up, and we will deal with it as we deal with it, as it comes up. I think that's about it. This is, we can just get started. If you go to avnawards.avn.com and look at nominees, the 2016 AVN Award nominations. First category, All-Girl Performer of the Year. A few years back, they added this because there are some performers who only perform girl-girl a lot more than there used to be, as the industry has broadened from video shoot-based in the valley to a worldwide industry that includes clip stores and personal websites and camming and all kinds of things. There are a greater variety of performers now than there ever has been. So they added this. Also, there's a lot more girl-girl porn right now for lots of reasons, because we've got different kinds of girls, but also disease and issues of that nature have opened this one up. Last year, this award went to Shyla Jennings, who I like. She's pretty. You know, another reason this award has come out, Girlfriends Films, if you don't know who they are, they've become quite a power in this industry in the last 5 years. Started by shooting tons of all-girl porn. And normally, companies would have their all-girl line. Some directors even specialized in it, but Girlfriends sort of came in and said, nah, we're going to shoot only lesbian porn, and we're going to shoot lots of it, and some of it's going to be scripted, and some of it's not. And it's just sort of this huge wave. And that led to a lot of performers doing more girl-girl, and some of it doing only girl-girl. And I think that's kind of one of the reasons this award came up also. This year, Elle Alexander, Lily Cade, Jaden Cole, Princess Felicity Jade, also sometimes just known as Princess, that is P-R-I-N-Z-Z-E-S-S, because she apparently hates critics who have to write her name all the time. Sasha Hart, Kenna James, Shyla Jennings, Mindy Mink, who I like, Tara Morgan, Raven Roquette, who's very cool, Ryan Ryans, Jenna Sativa, Angela Summers with an O, not the super cute blonde from a long time ago with a U, Tanya Tate, and Vanessa Veracruz. Tanya Tate's the name that stands out. She's, I think, probably the biggest star overall that most people know, even if they don't like girl-girl porn. Tanya is a great performer, a smart businesswoman, and a cool person. So lots of people know and love her work. Like I said, I like Mindy Mink. Shyla Jennings is on there. She has to be a favorite. Princess, you know, Princess is always fantastic. And Lily Cade is someone, if you don't know Lily, she's really cool, super cute, and might be someone who could sneak in there and steal some votes. This is a tough category. It's really hard for me to tell. In terms of whose girl-girl work I like the best, I really like Princess. Our next category is also a recent addition to the list. Again, as the variety in porn performers has changed, and we're talking about, you know, alt girls, you know, girls with tons and tons of tattoos, BBW, transgenders, just all kinds of variety has been added. With that came a lot more recognition for different kinds of porn performers. BBW Performer of the Year is one of those categories. That's up again this year. April Flores won last year. She is a favorite in that genre. This is a genre that those of you who followed my site know that I've always been disappointed in, because I like big women. Not only big women. You're going to find that people have said, you know, what's your type? I don't really have a type. I think that it depends on the person, and while I've always liked a lot of BBW performers, the genre used to be relegated to sort of an afterthought and almost played for comedy and gross factor. And it's not done that way anymore, not completely anyway. And with that, a lot more performers have gotten exposure, and I think it's been really good. And, you know, companies like Evil Angel shoot high-end, good-looking BBW porn, and that's allowed some of these women to really shine. The list, Samantha38G, Alexis Allure, Eliza Allure, Bella Benz, I'm not sure that's how you spell her name, Becky Butterfly, Busty Cookie, Layla Everett, April Flores, Aaron Green, Sasha Juggs, Felicia Carr, Carla Lane, Landy Lynn, Maserati Monica, and Jade Rose. If you really want to read more on BBW porn, my friend Rob Perez over at X-Critic really loves the genre and does a great job. And he knows way more about these women than I do, so I'm probably going to lean on him a little bit for some of the performers who I'm not as familiar with. I got to get familiar. One of the things we didn't talk about before we started is what an undertaking this is. You're talking, you know, close to 1,000 scenes sometimes, movies. This is a really busy time of year for anyone who's lucky enough to get to vote in this thing. And it's pretty much nonstop porn around the house. It's constant. The cool thing is I'm trying to learn to use my handheld devices. I'm sorry. Porn critic using his handheld device. It just seems like an obvious joke. But to sort of get myself familiar away from my little cove here, in years past, the boxes would stack up. I'd have 600, 700 DVDs sometimes. Now, this year, a lot of it has changed. A lot of companies, we'll cover that in the next podcast. Companies have changed. They're doing digital delivery. Some of them are not providing screeners at all. And that's going to be interesting. I've got a whole list of digital logins and things like that. So the DVD stack will be smaller, but the list continues to grow. So back to this particular list, you will find that I do sort of jump around a little bit. If I start on a topic and miss it, like I said, feedback, and I will be happy to go back and cover it. Lots of women on this list I like. I like Maserati Monica a lot. One of the things I wanted to talk about, see, I'm jumping within my jump. I'm just completely weird. The variety in body types, even within the BBW genre. Some of these women are a lot bigger than others. Some of them are... They're all properly categorized. There are performers who are on the bigger side and who occasionally do a BBW porn. I've seen Siri, for example, pop up in, you know, movies like Big Girls Are Hot and things like that. Not quite BBW. Well, not... To me, not BBW at all, but by industry standards, not there, but close. So this list at least has BBW performers. Maserati Monica is a very large woman, super sexy. Really like her a lot. Also, I like April Flores. Everybody does. She's a great performer. Bella Benz is a good performer as well. Eliza Allure, I've seen some work, and I like her. My favorite on this list, still always, Carla Lane. She's super cute, a great performer, seems to like what she does, nice big curves in all the right spots, and I'd like to see her win. I don't know, April Flores just seems like someone who wins a lot and deserves to win a lot. You know, I still lean toward Carla, but I think, you know, I think April's tough to beat, always tough to beat. Next category... Do need to make some notes at the beginning of the next podcast to discuss the changes in screener categories and things like that. Categories. Policies. Words. I make a living with them. It's a miracle, isn't it? Next category, best actor. Now, these have sort of dwindled, not just in recent years. Over the last 10 years, it's been a steady decline. One of the things I like, though, is there are fewer and fewer features. I think the top acting performances get better. So there are some really great ones all the time, but trying to find whatever they've got here, like 14, looks like almost 15, that's tough. There's some in here that, nah, I don't know, man. Last year, the award went to Stephen St. Croix for a great performance in a movie called Wet Work from Vivid and... Eli Cross, who is a great, great director, really like his work. If you haven't seen Wet Work, go back and check it out. Like my boss at the video store, dating myself, used to say, anything you haven't seen is a new release. Live by that. This year, Richie Calhoun, for submission of Emma Marx's Boundaries, their sequel to the Emma Marx movies, so far porn's best answer to 50 Shades of Grey. Danny Dee and the Doctor from Brazzers. James Dean, Stockholm Syndrome from James Dean. Ryan Driller, Marriage 2.0 from Lion Reach and Adam and Eve. Eric Everhard and Broken Vows from Digital Playground. Giovanni Francesco, Batman vs. Spider-Man XXX, an Axel Braun parody. Seth Gamble and Brothers and Sisters. Danny Mountain and Lock and Load, also from Digital Playground. Tyler Nixon from Housemates 2. Derek Pierce, Magic Mike XXX. Tommy Pistol and Stryker from Digital Playground. Tony Rebus, Bullet on Top from Digital Playground. Ryan Ryder and Peter Pan XXX. Michael Vegas, Shades of Kink 4. And Chad White, Waiting on Love. It's tough for me to really go over this category because I've seen so few of these movies. And the reason for that is the change in screener policy. You will notice a lot of Brazzers and a lot of Digital Playground stuff, and they don't do that anymore. At least not on a regular basis. So for the first time since, I don't know, before Jesse Jane, I'm not getting Digital Playground movies, so I'm not as up to them as I was. From what I've seen, I just watched Peter Pan, and Ryan Ryder was very good. Very, very good. Derek Pierce in Magic Mike XXX was outstanding. I really liked Derek. I liked the movie. I liked the script for that movie. I think it was smart, and it flowed well. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the other ones. I liked Ryan Driller a lot in Marriage 2.0. A nice couples-friendly, sort of soft romance-y movie. Giovanni Francesco in Batman didn't have a lot to do. I like the movie a lot, and I'm sure that'll, you know, we'll talk about that movie more later. I'm looking forward to seeing Eric Everhard. He doesn't get nominated very much, so Everhard's performance in Broken Vows I want to see, but we'll have to see if Digital Playground and their distributor, Pulse, comes through with a big screener box. I would imagine it's going to be here, and I'll watch a lot of Digital Playground stuff. Right now, the performance I liked the best was Derek's. I need to see Tommy Pistol also, because I think Tommy is, if not the best, one of the best three actors in porn. He can win a whole lot. Also, just to get it out there, James Dean is on this list. I'm not talking about him for any reason other than the fact that I haven't seen that movie. So it's here in the pile. Girlfriend still provides screeners, so I will take a look at it, but that's why James is not talked about. Best Actress, that one last year went to Carter Cruz in Second Chances. I like that movie a lot, and I like Carter Cruz in it. So Carter Cruz won a lot of things last year. She was not my first choice for that movie last year, but she was excellent. So I think she's deserving. She's a great performer, really cute, and can act. That's always fun. This year, the nominees are Asa, Akira, and Star Maker, which is right here. I'm halfway through that one. Really fantastic. Adriana Chechik in The Turning, Carter Cruz in Waiting on Love, Danny Daniels' Sisterhood, Stormy Daniels' Wanted, Dana De Armand, Mother's Little Helper, Daisy Hayes' Bad Romance, Kimberly Kane in Family Secrets, Remy LaCroix, Stockholm Syndrome, Kiera Nicole in Peter Pan, Penny Pax, The Submission of Emma Marx, Bonnie Rotten, Sisters of Anarchy, Riley Reid, Barbarella, XXX, India Summer, Marriage 2.0, and Sarah Vandala, Love, Sex, and TV News. A lot of good performances. Asa so far in Star Makers is outstanding. She was great last year in a couple of movies and has won just about everything else possible, so it might be her turn. Carter Cruz winning two in a row, that would be a feat, but she was great. Stormy Daniels in Wanted was very good. Stormy is quite often overlooked. I think she's quite often overlooked because she works for the same company that the woman I consider to be the best actress in our industry, Jessica Drake, also works for. So she sometimes has very stiff competition in-house. No Jessica Drake this time, which I think is interesting. She did some great work, but okay. From what I have seen, and again, some of these haven't seen yet because haven't been sent. India Summer was very good, and probably is my pick, although Penny Pax was great in submission of Emma Marks. She's so good that Richie Calhoun, who's also nominated, his performance is easy to overlook because hers is so good. It shouldn't be overlooked. It's very good. But hers is so good that it's easy to forget how great he was. I want to see Family Secrets from Vivid because Kimberly Kane is great in everything she does. I don't know. I haven't seen enough to give you my vote. I like that Sarah Vandala is on this list. She's done so much great work for the last 8 years and is finally getting a ton of recognition as a performer and now as an actress. She's gorgeous. She's one of the best performers in the business, period. And she can act. So I'm very happy to see that. I'm going to cut it there. Just a couple of categories. I know we did a lot of housekeeping stuff, and I've probably talked way too fast, so I'll have to listen to this and find a happy medium between Will Ryder's version of me and this version of me. Anyway, I am Roger Pipe of RogerReviews.com. This has been episode 1 of our 2016 Avian Awards series of podcasts. You can reach me at Roger@RogerReviews.com. Use the link at the bottom of this if you're on my site. The Twitter handle is Roger T. Pipe. You can get me there. Any of those ways to comment on what you've heard, what you'd like to hear, any questions you have, any things you want to cover, that's basically it. I am Roger Pipe. This has been your first podcast. Sponsorships are available, so you can do that. Actually, let's cover that before we go. Hold on. Right now, sponsorship of this podcast is by no one. If you would like to help out the site, you can click on the links to any of our sponsors or advertisers, specifically AdultDVDEmpire.com, GameLink.com, SugarDVD.com, HotMovies.com, DVDErotic.com come to mind off the top of the bat. Also, if you happen to need porn or mainstream PR, PipelineMultimedia.com. I'm a partner over there, and we do great work. I think so. Hopefully our clients do as well. That's it. I'm Roger Pipe. See you again next time.